Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get
it on. Let's get it on.
Who are you talking to?
Let's get it on.
Ooh. We've
always Rachel McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Ken Kessler here monitoring social media and basically adding intelligent comments to our otherwise sometimes moronic conversations of things. The presence of Dr. Ken Kronhaus in a few minutes, helping us to be updated on the latest medical news, his research, and that sort of thing. Dr. Joy Brown will help us later in the hour understand your body image. What do you think of your body? You like it? You don't like it? Why? And what do you do about it? That sort of thing. Your self-image in the focus later on in the hour. Yesterday, our poll at DougStephan.com asked you how you send packages. This in light of the latest development from Waffle House that suggested they were going to start shipping packages using their Waffle House stores as the drop-off and pickup point for
there's syrup on my package.
Listen, I'll tell you, these guys are clever. Let them try and see what happens.
Well, they watched Walmart all of a sudden become the next money exchange place, Western Union, and they were like, wait a minute, we have Waffle Houses all over the country. Why can't we do something
They really aren't all over the country. They're mostly South, Mid-South. But there you can get packages from, let's say, Raleigh to
Is this an Eastern thing?
Waffle House?
Yeah, they're not in California.
No, they're not in California. They go about as far as Texas. When the roadways, they're in, if you are traveling most of the interstates, like Interstate 40, Interstate 70, Interstate 20, Interstate 10, that go across the country, once you get into Virginia, they're at pretty much every exit. You can find a Waffle House at pretty much every exit.
Yes,
there are
cat with
thousands
Waffle House.
Of them. Yes, exactly. So they decided they'd try something. And so we asked you yesterday how you usually send packages when you send them. 59% of you said you use the postal service. I was flabbergasted to see that. Is it because it's more convenient or just easy to go into the postal office? Maybe that's it. 23% said you used UPS. 7% FedEx, which sort of surprised me. 6% said you were thinking about trying the Waffle House. So that's the end of that thing. Do you see the story about the spacewalking astronaut who found water? This is a scary...
Huh?
The astronaut, there was a near drowning outside the International Space Station a couple of years ago. Remember that?
Right. No, I don't remember a drowning.
Well, he didn't drown. But it was a scary circumstance, and now the same thing has happened again. One of the spacewalkers found some water in his helmet as he was out doing some repairs on the space station. Not good if you're out there. You know what the temperature is. There isn't even, I don't even think there's a way of measuring the temperature. Once you get out of the atmosphere, it's so cold, it's almost not measurable. I don't know. It's like minus 900 degrees Fahrenheit. It's not that bad. But you know what I'm saying. It's really cold.
Yeah.
And pretty much nothing can exist out there. So, and this is the thing. When you think about the astronauts, we were talking yesterday, I think it was off the air, not on the air, about, because there was some anniversary of something happening in space. And you think about, though, what the men and women have done when they get outside, when they're inside, the stuff that's being built today is pretty safe. International Space Station, well built. Most of the stuff that goes up, and I mean, when you think about the early Apollo stuff and what these guys went to the moon in, it's like a tin can, and literally. And how it got out and those things came back around again and got back to the Earth is if you didn't believe in God before, you believe in Him after one of those experiences. Anyway, the fact that you're out there in that suit, that little suit, that's all that protects you from the atmosphere or the lack of atmosphere. That's amazing. Look at the movie Interstellar or Galaxy. What was the other one? I never can remember the one that was last year. Interstellar was this year.
Gravity.
Thank you. Yeah. It's the same. I mean, look at that and understand how vulnerable those people are when they're out there. It's amazing.
Guy basically was out there lubing cables on the outside of the space station.
Yeah, just doing regular maintenance. Yeah.
What he describes as a big blob of water floating in his helmet.
It's not perspiration, but condensation. Now, here's one other connected story. The collection of 600 vintage NASA photos that's on its way to the outdoor process. Very first photograph ever captured from space up to auction tomorrow in London. Or is it today? What's today? Thursday? Today, Thursday, or Wednesday?
It's Thursday.
Thursday. Okay, so today. The prints are from a private collection. Show NASA's groundbreaking astronauts and scenes in space on the moon. The photos include what's purported to be the only clear photograph of Neil Armstrong on the moon from the landing in July of 1969, as well as Buzz Aldrin's first selfie. The collection is expected to bring $1 million. Whew, pretty stiff stuff. Dr. Ken, you're on Good Day.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I'm Mike Huckabee. I was the governor of Arkansas and ran for president in 2008, and I used to be a diabetic. One of the coolest campaigns I ever took on and won was the crusade that reversed my type 2 diabetes naturally. I was able to get off the medications I'd taken, and I lost 110 pounds of fat in the process. If you or someone you care about has type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes, I urge you to pay close attention to what I'm about to tell you. The same methods I use to reverse my type 2 diabetes are found today in the Diabetes Solution Kit from Barton Publishing. It's an all-natural plan that really could work for you in reversing type 2 diabetes and prevent it from coming back, all in as little as 4 weeks, with your doctor's approval. Stop suffering. Here's how to get your hands on the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
Get your Diabetes Solution Kit now at reverse66.com. Everything you need to reverse your type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes like Governor Huckabee did is at reverse66.com. Reverse your diabetes today at reverse66.com. That's reverse66.com.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Grainger, that's who. I love Grainger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Grainger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferrule rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Time now for our weekly visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus here to discuss some of the important stories that he's following from the journals of medicine. He's a scientist, a studier, cardiologist, runs a clinic down in Maduro, Florida, Lake Cardiology, gives him all kinds of expertise, is on the program with me every weekend. We do Good Day Health, And if you have a question, send it along to Ken or me, Ken, Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com, or me, Doug at dougstefan.com. We'll get it on the air. First item of interest is a focus on vitamin deficiency and what happens if you don't have enough of the right stuff, Ken.
Doug, every single listener needs to know about this. This is news this week out of the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism. We all hear about vitamin D deficiency lately. It's been linked with serious conditions, including cancer, heart disease, multiple sclerosis, and depression. But there's news this week about vitamin D deficiency and diabetes. Lose weight. It's the go-to recommendation you all know from the doctor for preventing diabetes. But according to this new research, it may not be enough. Vitamin D deficiency also appears to increase the risk of type 2 diabetes no matter what your weight is. I've seen this. More than 10% of people living with type 2 diabetes, Doug, are not overweight. Whatever your weight, you may be able to reduce your risk of diabetes through a healthy vitamin D-rich diet and by spending more time outdoors, eggs, fatty fish such as salmon and tuna, as well as fortified foods, some milks and cereals are good sources of vitamin D, but sun exposure is the largest contributor to a healthy vitamin D level. I recommend getting close to your birthday suit about 3 days a week for about 10 to 15 minutes and getting a good suntan. Don't worry about the skin cancer if you expose yourself to that little amount of sun.
So then Neil Patrick Harris did us a favor with a public service announcement, more or less going pretty much naked on the Oscars.
I'll leave that up to you.
Thank you. Star Trek legend Leonard Nimoy, taken to the hospital. He has COPD, big smoker, but he quit a number of years ago. He's 83 years old, so what's the status? Here's an icon if there ever was one.
Exactly, 82 years old. We grew up with him, Star Trek. He was taken to UCLA, again in the news, Medical Center in Los Angeles on Thursday, February 19th. We just learned about this, though. He was suffering from chronic lung disease despite stopping smoking more than 30 years ago. He has COPD. Symptoms of COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, include coughing, chest infections, and breathlessness. This is a warning for all smokers that you need to take care of your lungs, even if you stopped smoking more than 30 years ago.
All right, a couple of sleep-related items. Wondering out loud whether a bad night's sleep might make you hungrier or able or prone to eating bad food.
Out of scientific reports this week, Doug, skipping just a single night of sleep leads to a shift in brain activity that seems to spark a desire to consume more fat the following day. One night of sleep loss alters the function within the brain's salience network. It's called the salience network. It's a pathway in the brain thought to guide decision making. Here's the link, Doug, between sleep loss and changes in food intake.
Well, that explains a lot.
Yeah, it does. Long sleep time, higher stroke risk. Here's the opposite side of the candle.
Exactly. This is out of the medical journal Neurology this week. Adults who sleep more than 8 hours a night may face a higher risk of stroke. Long sleepers, they were 46% more likely to have a stroke than those who got only 6 to 8 hours of sleep a night. It's unknown if the long sleep is a cause, consequence, or early warning sign of declining brain health.
All right, let's talk about things that will make you feel better. Taking Heart Factors Plus, from the cardiologist's point of view, why is it good?
Some good news. Listen up, ladies and gentlemen. You've heard me talking about how Heart Factors Plus has ingredients that boost nitric oxide levels, which can improve your cardiovascular health safely and naturally. This is from Nobel Prize-winning research. Here's what John from Florida has to say. Having been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now and have never felt better, I recommend this product to all my friends. And the benefits did not stop there. Heart Factors Plus helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, improves overall circulation, and for you guys out there, it can even improve your sexual function. Call now for your risk-free bottle and trial of Heart Factors Plus.
Heart Factors Plus, 800-621-6313. Mention Dr. Ken, you get an extra month's supply. Keep your blood pressure where it is. I'm learning all kinds of things about this. The L-arginine, the nitric oxide. Get that blood to your muscles, your brain. 800-621-6313. Heart Factors Plus. Ask him for an extra bottle. He'll take care of you. 800-621-6313. Heart Factors Plus. Keep your blood pressure where it needs to be. 800-621-6313. We'll be right back.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now more of Good Day Weekend. All right. So set up our video of the day for your listening and dancing pleasure. Every day, Kenny does a great job finding these videos. In this case, it's a brand new trailer for the Brian Wilson biopic called Love and Mercy. You got to see this pretty interesting audio that goes with it, but we all know and love, pretty much everybody knows who Brian Wilson is, right? We all get that from Beach Boys?
The main guy from the Beach Boys, right?
Right. You got to see this.
Wrote all the songs.
All right, what are you playing here in the background, Richard?
Just music.
Oh.
So ladies and gentlemen, the Beach Boys.
If everybody had a moon across the USA, round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around.
I'm going to make the greatest album ever made. Got all kinds of new ideas, new sounds, new instruments.
I may not always love you.
You can't just do whatever you want, Brian.
I got different stuff inside me. I gotta get it out.
You should know Brian has a very sick man.
If you should ever leave me.
A lot of people thought that of him. Maybe the sicker you are, the better the music. Whatever the connection is. Fantastic, fantastic stuff. So check out, you'll like watching this. You'll like listening to music, but you'll like better seeing what this picture is going to be about. When is it supposed to be out released, Kenny? Do you know?
June 5th.
June 5th. Okay, very cool. So you'll see the trailer in theaters probably starting now. Kanye West in the news again, again and again. He took to Twitter to apologize to Beck for blasting Beck at the Grammys. You may remember during the Grammys, Kanye interrupted or almost interrupted him when he took the stage to accept Album of the Year for Morning Phase, beat out Beyonce. During a program after that, West said, Beck needs to respect artistry. He should have given his award to Beyonce.
You
self-aggrandized.
Sure. Ken, rapper. What was the statistic on how many writers it took for Beyonce to write her album?
Oh, yeah. It was like 27 different producers, writers.
Yeah, right.
And Again. Beck did it all himself.
Beck played every instrument on the album and wrote every song himself.
I mean, granted, Beck is boring, but come on.
He's pretty interesting.
Who is Kanye to decide?
The other thing is Kanye apologized to Bruno Mars. He said, I was a Bruno hater, but now I've come to respect him for the artist that he is.
Yep. Who cares? All right, let's get to Elvis, Richie. Come on.
Oh, Elvis.
I'm tired of giving Kanye more attention than he needs. Las Vegas, set to be Elvis's home away from home. I'm going to go there tomorrow, Jennifer. I'm going to go check out Elvis's home away from home. King first played Vegas 59 years ago, spent months as a resident there. And now the Westgate Las Vegas Hotel Casino is going to house a rotating display of Elvis memorabilia and artifacts rarely seen outside of Memphis. You can go take a minute. How many different Elvis Presley impersonators? You got married by an Elvis, Richie.
Yep.
Kenny, you got married by an Elvis.
No, he was my best man.
Oh, he was. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So how many of these wedding chapels are there? That's what really I think Elvis is about.
Every hotel in Vegas does it. And,
yeah.
And then there are about a dozen chapels or something like that.
Yeah.
Really two big ones that do most of them.
The Las Vegas Hilton is being revamped to look a lot like it did when Elvis was there. Just kind of cool. I'm going to go check it out tomorrow when I'm there just for fun. Before I go to the Donnie and Marie.
That'll be fun.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Well, got the tickets.
Donnie and Marie will be great.
A month or so ago, and I just decided I have the tickets, so I'll go. And
why not?
I'll sit by myself and look at the empty seat next to me. What's wrong with that?
We'll just be able to spread out.
Give away a trip.
Somebody can
call
go to...
Yeah, if you're going to be in Vegas tomorrow and want to go with Dougie, call us now. 866... Right. Wait, what is our number?
888-830-2364. I'm not sure how good company I'll be, but that's a good idea. Thanks, Jennifer.
That's a great idea. 888-302-DUG.
All right. 30, where are we? 28 past the hour on Good Day. All you need is strong heart
and a new steel. The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No! Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend.
You're gonna have a good day. I quit my job about a week ago. Told them that I need some time. Now I'm going strong like a pro. Doctor says I'm doing fine. I'm thinking out about what the heck.
33 after the hour now. What the heck?
What the heck?
Stephen's Good Day Course in Life. Dr. Joy Brown will help us with your body. How is your body image? What do you think of your body? And how is it that you deal with what you think about your body? Plus other things that you're working your way through. I know we all have our things that we're working our way through. We're not unusual. We all have things in our lives that are icky. I've got them. You've got them. Richie's pretty fortunate. Kenny and Richie don't have much icky stuff in their lives. I got a couple of icky things in my life, and they're just how you deal with them. It's some of the stuff is easier to deal with than others. Icky.
Yep. It's how you icky. React to those things.
Yep, it is. The mayor of the District of Columbia wants to legalize marijuana. However, members of Congress seem not to think that that's a very cool idea. Richie's in the nation's capital, and I go to him now for this first person report.
Well, I mean, they're saying it's now legal. D.C. is saying it's now
legal. The mayor, Muriel Bowser, is that her name?
Muriel Bowser, right.
Wants to legalize the use of recreational marijuana?
Yeah, but here's the dilemma, is D.C. is run by the federal government.
Uh-huh.
Marijuana is illegal, federal rules. But
initiative 71.
States are opening it up, so there's this dilemma that they have.
Well, in November, they voted, residents of D.C., to make marijuana legal.
Right, exactly.
For recreational use.
I don't see this ever happening. I see D.C. saying, let's go ahead and do it, but I don't see the federal government ever saying
it. One of the geniuses in Congress warned the mayor that she could go to jail if the district legalizes the drug. Come on.
She says we are acting lawfully. Really what this is all about is D.C. wants to become a state.
Let's look at this picture that we have posted at DougStefan.com today of the sinkhole in Siberia. Now, what's different about this? We've had sinkholes in Florida, in our country. We've had them in a couple of different states, actually. There are sinkholes in Africa, show up all the time. Some places in South America have active sinkhole regions. So what's so special about this huge hole in Siberia?
Wow.
Again, check out the picture at DougStefan.com. There were three holes discovered in the ground in northern Siberia during the summer. Now, with the help of satellite imagery, researchers have located some more craters because, you know, in Siberia, hello, who's wandering around? There's nobody wandering around. More craters. Scientists think there may be more, 20, 30, 40 more here and there. A member of the Russian Academy of Sciences says that it's important not to scare people. Ha! So why do they publish this picture, this hole in the ground?
35 meters deep.
Yep. They collected data. They went in there in an effort to find out why the holes exist, how they got formed. Theory is the holes are created by gas explosions underground. And that's the thing. We're taking, we're extracting oil, which occupies space under the surface of the planet. We're taking gas out. We're taking water out.
Well,
so what do you think is going to happen to the holes that are created if there's nothing there? They're going to collapse if there's no real strong
superstructure. What I'm looking at is that they thought it was related to fossil fuel exploration.
Yeah.
But now they think it is natural causes that they need further research.
Hello, those aren't natural causes. When you take something out of the ground that's naturally in the ground, is going to be a reason for a hole to form.
Is this a new phenomenon? I don't remember ever talking about sinkholes like when I was a kid. Do you?
I do. Yeah, I do.
You do?
I remember sinkholes, yeah.
Right. Okay.
As a matter of fact, we had
so this isn't new.
No, what's new is the sensationalizing of it by the news media. That's what's new.
Right, okay.
Other than that,
good.
It's not new at all. Car talk time. Where are Ray and Tom when we need them? Information. There they are. Time for car talk on Good Day. Another sign that the auto market recovery has not yet peaked this week, Richie. Average price of a used car hit $16,800, up 5% from last year's average of $15,900. Higher used car prices mean the resale value of 3 and 4 year old vehicles coming off leases is strong. That's what I did. I just got a car off of a lease, and it was in good shape, not a lot of miles, and all of the bugs are out of it. And they put new brakes, new all the kinds of stuff that you need. After 3 years, and bingo bango, I'm ready to go. And so I'm the guy who's driving the price of people like me who see that there's value in something that just comes off of a lease. And you know, the car's just pretty much well broken in, two or three-year leases. Dealers sold 2.4 million cars last year that were used.
There's some bargains out there if you really look for them.
You got to look for them. Now, yesterday we were talking in Car Talk about the most reliable, or was it the most popular? How was the categorizing done that made Buick number one? Consumer Reports yesterday, looking at vehicle reliability, I think, right? Examining how owners rate the quality of their cars after they have them for 2 or 3 years. Same results today. Lexus is the most reliable car, according to you. People voting on Lexus as the most reliable. Buick, number two. Big move up in the brand rankings.
Which is at number four? Cadillac.
Top ten. Yeah, the Cadillac. I don't like the Cadillacs. I do like the Buicks. I think a Buick's a smart-looking car.
Chevy at number 10, GMC at number 11.
Yeah. Don't see any Rovers in there, right?
No. Oh, and number 30.
Really?
Yeah.
You can rely on them to go through the little sniffly stuff that they do.
I'll tell you what.
I love the Rovers, though. I've always loved them.
Bought a little Kia from my mother-in-law.
Yeah. Good little car.
Cheap.
Yeah.
A 2013 Kia.
Hyundai's are good cars.
Miles.
I told you. I drove the Hyundai across the country. It was a good car. 34 miles to a gallon in that thing, and it was a full-size vehicle. I'm driving a rented one around now until I get my other car. They're a good car.
Cheap.
Google and Apple are expanding their rivalry to car dashboards as dealers prepare to introduce new models equipped with the Android Auto or Apple CarPlay technology. Oof, this looks dangerous as hell. Expect to have coordination between your phone and your car by next year. According to the Mobility Transformation Center, car owners are trading in their vehicles now more quickly in order to get the technology that's becoming a part of more and more of these new cars.
I have a friend, he drives 6 miles a day, doesn't need a car, just has a car to drive the 6 miles a day. It's Paradiso, the guy that works at, The only reason he is thinking about selling his car is so he can have a connected car, because he drives like a 2011 and just didn't have it then.
Yeah. But he's a goofy, geeky guy, and he'd want to have that stuff in there.
I mean,
he's a nerd.
But we have connected cars already. I mean,
yeah, and you're not, but you got that stuff.
Yeah.
All right, BlackBerry. No, wait a minute. Volvo in the news, not BlackBerry. Volvo is trialing a fleet of 1,100 smart cars that would rely on a cloud-based network to share information between the cars of road conditions and tell people driving Volvos where road maintenance is taking place or where it's needed. This is a very interesting thing. I thought it was going to be 10 years until this sort of stuff was around, but apparently they're experimenting with it now. Nobody should be killed or injured, so Volvo says. By getting into a compromising situation. It'll be interesting to see how wide this goes. And in the case of what they call intelligent transport. Intelligence is what Dr. Joy Brown is all about. She's next on the Good Day program. How do you feel about how you look? What's your image of your body? What do you think other people think of your body? And what can you do about your body if you want to do anything about it? Discussion of that up next on Good Day.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
This is a MultiView special report brought to you by the National Association of Manufacturers. An updated study from the NAM found that the more stringent ozone standard proposed by the Obama administration would be the most expensive regulation in U.S. history, reducing GDP by $140 billion per year and carrying a compliance price tag of $1.1 trillion. Jay Timmons, president and CEO of the National Association of Manufacturers.
American manufacturers have been working tirelessly to get the U.S. economy moving again, and they're in the midst of a resurgence that's fueling job growth and economic recovery across our nation. And this new EPA standard puts all of that momentum in jeopardy. This updated data just confirms our worst fear.
The NAM study finds that the revised ozone standard would result in 1.4 million fewer job equivalents per year on average and increase natural gas and electricity costs for households and manufacturers across the country.
This proposed ozone standard is punishing our manufacturing sector, which is the backbone of this nation. And it's a tremendous threat to jobs and our economy at large.
For more, visit NAM.org.
I'm Mike Huckabee. I was the governor of Arkansas and ran for president in 2008, and I used to be a diabetic. One of the coolest campaigns I ever took on and won was the crusade that reversed my type 2 diabetes naturally. I was able to get off the medications I'd taken, and I lost 110 pounds of fat in the process. If you or someone you care about has type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes, I urge you to pay close attention to what I'm about to tell you. The same methods I use to reverse my type 2 diabetes are found today in the Diabetes Solution Kit from Barton Publishing. It's an all-natural plan that really could work for you in reversing type 2 diabetes and prevent it from coming back, all in as little as 4 weeks, with your doctor's approval. Stop suffering. Here's how to get your hands on the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
Get your Diabetes Solution Kit now at reverse66.com. Everything you need to reverse your type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes like Governor Huckabee did is at reverse66.com. Reverse your diabetes today at reverse66.com. That's reverse66.com.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back.
Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
Always a pleasure here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program to welcome my colleague and friend, Dr. Joy Brown, to the air. She does a daytime program, 10. No, not 10. Well, you ought to be on at 10, actually. You should do 10 to 2 instead of noon to 3. You need another hour.
Okay.
All right. Well,
yeah, but no, that'd be another 2 hours.
Why? You're only doing 2 hours now? I thought you did three.
No, I'm noon to three. You said that should do it.
10 to 2.
No,
I said 10 to 2. 10 to 2 is good.
Okay.
10 to 3 would be even better.
All right.
You have so much to say. You're so smart. Help all these people out. So let's see if you can help out people who are spooked by their body image. A lot of conversation this week about what people or who people describe as a supermodel. Cindy Crawford has allowed herself to be shot and unretouched in, let's see if I remember what the magazine was. It seems to me it's Marie Claire. So if you've seen a picture of her, you see her tummy fat. You see her real tummy. She has not allowed it to be retouched, where they use airbrushes and stuff like that. Sometimes people, when they get shots like this, they put makeup on their midriff and that sort of thing. She said no to that. It brought me around to thinking about how fixated we are about our looks. And in some circumstances, it's good. I think it's important for us to look well because we feel well. I know that's the case with me. I've lost some weight and I've gone back to the exercise routine after I hurt myself last year. I think it's necessary to go back and get into the condition that I like being in, frankly. Some people don't like. If you're heavy and you don't mind it, or if you have something about your body that you don't mind and others mind, I think that that's different than you're either not being mindful about how you look or not liking how you look. So I guess my question here for you, Joy, is how often do you talk to people about the way they feel about their looks? And what does it do if you have belly fat or dimples in the wrong places or whatever it is that people can become absorbed with or concerned about? There's a lesson here, I think.
Well, I think the issue is exactly as you pointed out, not how the term that I think we're searching for is unrealistic body image, that expecting yourself to be 4 inches taller or 40 pounds lighter in a couple of weeks is unrealistic. But there are quite often health issues, not only in where your fat is, but how much you have. Someone at one point said to me, after 30, you can have a pretty face or a pretty butt, but not both. And I think part of it is just the acknowledgement. And God bless Cindy Crawford. Jamie Lee Curtis did it about 10 years ago, where she had a picture of herself in a magazine that was unretouched. And she was nearly unrecognizable. The point is, as you say, is not we should all go around looking awful. But the idea is that we should be healthy for our size and shape. We should have a realistic body image. And it's really interesting to watch. I was in Florida a couple of weeks ago and watching, I keep telling people in New York I'm old, in Florida I'm an ingenue. But watching different people from different countries, interestingly enough, and how they view their body. And basically, men don't care particularly. You can have these little scrawny legs, this big pot belly, and they're wandering around in a Speedo.
I think I'd be horrified. I would never do that. But you're right. Some people just don't care. Yeah.
Well, it's not that they don't care. Well, I think to a certain extent there's a fine line, Doug, between not caring and having a healthy body image, thinking, okay, I'm never going to be 25 again, so this is what my body looks like. It's healthy. It serves me well. So the fact that I don't have a six-pack ab is okay with me. But European women are much more realistic about it. I'll see a woman wandering around the beach in little tiny bathing suits with just sort of hanging out stuff, and as an American woman, you think, oh, my goodness, how did you do that? And they're just as happy as can be. They're perfectly healthy. So the issue is finding a realistic body image where you're healthy and you can accept the fact that with and without retouching, that your body is healthy. And if, and I suppose if nothing else, think about if we were all living at the time of Rubens, we would all be a great deal heavier than we are now.
I love that, but some of those Rubens pictures are very cool. Rubens was, that's
well,
why.
Well, they are, because part of it was, at the time of Rubens, fat said you were wealthy.
Yeah. Rubenesque women, there, something to be said for them. Joy Brown, check out 855-99-DR-JOY with your questions.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your damage close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Now more of Good Day Weekend.
Belong together.
Ah, I love this.
We belong together. Yes, we do. You'll be mine.
Can't sit still listening to Randy Newman here. From the movie Toy Story 3, We Belong Together won the Oscar today. I remember this in 2011. Best Original Song in a Motion Picture. Very good stuff. Crank this up, Ricky, will you? I could not be happy listening to this. All this stuff sounds equally good. Fun. Good, good, good stuff. We start Movie Moments with the Chuck Curry with the movie music. We'll have our contest in a moment. And then we're going to get into what the movies are that are coming out this weekend. Chuck will have that story for us, plus Harrison Ford, a little more info on Blade Runner. That's coming up here in a moment. First, though, let's get to the sound from the number one movie during this week in 1990. So this movie's 24 years old, 25 years old. Superb. One of the six movies in my life that I will watch over and over again. Always come away with something special.
What year?
This is 1990.
Okay.
The first clue will give it away. The voices you'll recognize anyway, Kenny, right?
Oh, yeah.
Is the last clue Ping?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. This is your favorite.
This is a great movie. This is a great, not a good movie, a great
movie. Just call us now.
Movie.
You don't even need to hear the
I know, really.
All right, well, just for fun to amuse us.
Really?
Okay, come on. Play the first cut.
The sea will grant each man new hope. A sleep brings dreams.
You know, I was at the Paramount Studios this week, and I went into the prop room, and they had the submarine they used for the shots underwater. It was made out of sponge.
Really?
It's about 4 feet long. They just stick it in the tank, and they put a camera on it and move it around, and that's what they use. It's just amazing. Next clip.
We will pass through the American patrols, past their sonar nets, and lay off their largest city, and listen to their rock and roll.
Rock and roll. Here's the last clue.
A Vasily. One ping.
All right, come on. Hurry up, please.
Give me a ping, Vasily. One ping only, please.
And the looks on the faces, that's what made the admission to this movie worth it. That the expression of faces in those
scenes. Doug, there's a handful of movies that you watch over and over again?
Well, I would. This is one of them. True Grit's another one.
What about Cocoon and On Golden Pond?
Would you stop?
Cocoon is good.
Cocoon actually is good, but I wouldn't say it was one. He's given it to me for age, Richard. You know that.
Name one bad submarine movie. Every submarine movie ends up being really cool.
Right, yeah. All right. So we have an answer here. We'll pick from the callers in a moment. And Chucker is going to go through the movies this weekend. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
This is a Multiview special report brought to you by the National Association of Manufacturers. An updated study from the NAM found that the more stringent ozone standard proposed by the Obama administration would be the most expensive regulation in U.S. history, reducing GDP by $140 billion per year and carrying a compliance price tag of $1.1 trillion. Jay Timmons, president and CEO of the National Association of Manufacturers.
American manufacturers have been working tirelessly to get the U.S. economy moving again, and they're in the midst of a resurgence that's fueling job growth and economic recovery across our nation. And this new EPA standard puts all of that momentum in jeopardy. This updated data just confirms our worst fear.
The NAM study finds that the revised ozone standard would result in 1.4 million fewer job equivalents per year on average and increased natural gas and electricity costs for households and manufacturers across the country.
This proposed ozone standard is punishing our manufacturing sector, which is the backbone of this nation. And it's a tremendous threat to jobs and our economy at large.
For more, visit NAM.org.
All right, there's Frankie in Orcutt, California. Where's that, Frankie?
It's an hour north of Santa Barbara.
Ah, got it. Okay.
Santa Maria area.
The movie is very difficult to identify. I'm sure you're having a hard time with this. What's the name of the movie?
Oh, yes. It's The Hunt for Red October.
It is. One of the great movies. You agree?
Absolutely. One of the greatest.
Yep. All right, so hold on a second. We'll qualify you for our drawing for the trip to Colorado Springs, the Broadmoor. Chuck?
A few movies open nationwide. The main one is Focus, the con artist romance with Will Smith and Wolf of Wall Street actress Margot Robbie. It's expected to do around $25 to $30 million in its first 3 days. Also opening is The Lazarus Effect, a $5 million horror film with actress Olivia Wilde. The running time on this one, Doug, just 83 minutes. That is not a long time to sit in a movie theater. American Sniper, Doug, is now on target to be the highest grossing film released in 2014. Who would have believed that? Ahead of Hunger Games 3. It's done around $320 million in business, needs to do $336 to pass that film, and it should have no problem doing that in the next few weeks. And the director of the really good movie Prisoners, Denis Villeneuve, is in talks to direct the Blade Runner sequel, which will return Harrison Ford into the role of a detective Rick Ducard.
Yeah, that'll be good. Bye, Chucker. Thanks. 59 after Good Day. Good Day Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Chesler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.